much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
In the radio studios of America, the technicians, the entertainers, the commentators, the administrative personnel daily unite their efforts in the creation of programs to please and entertain a vast radio public.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Oh, have you read these stories about these clowns coming to towns and, like, spooking children?
Yeah, like when people have been filling out police reports and stuff.
Yeah, can you see if that's a paid gig? I don't know how you do that. Maybe just go in the woods?
Like, go look for clowns doing it in the woods and ask them if they get paid?
Yeah, but don't get in the way of their work. Just ask them, you know, is this a paid gig?
If it doesn't pay, but it could get you really great exposure, would you be interested?
How you thinking, Martha? Yeah, that sounds good. But only go in the woods at night, because I think that's when most of this stuff is happening. Don't go during the day. You're not going to find any clowns or children.
And now,
I'm the god of hell's fire, and I bring you fire.
Our feature presentation.
Right, I've always thought that about Rodney.
Yikes.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday morning, the 12th of June.
I'm sorry, brand new who show?
Kevin and Bean.
Kevin and who?
Rat Boy? I don't know. Who are you?
No.
Excuse
me.
What's happening?
Fluffy? I can't remember the names.
HQ Trivia Winner Bean is who?
Oh, wow.
Just how I insist on being referred to from this day forward.
Huh.
HQ Trivia Winner Bean is who you're dealing with here.
How many times you played? Approximately.
I don't know. Hundreds.
How much you win?
All total?
Yeah, put together. Everything put together.
All the games I've won.
Right.
What's the total amount of money
correct
that I have as a result of playing HQ Trivia?
Correct.
$1.19.
Congrats, man.
Thank you.
Surprised you showed up for work.
I am too, and I have to tell you.
Hold, please.
There are going to be some changes because I'm obviously going to have to cut some people out of my life now as a result of this. Dave was already trying to bite on my success yesterday with his tweet. Oh, I'm so glad I got to know Bean before he was the HQ Trivia winner. Back off.
Yeah, what a suck up, right?
Right.
Exactly. That's exactly what he's doing. He's trying to get in there good because now I'm in the money. He wants to be a part of that. I had to kick him out of the inner circle.
Yeah. Wow. I saw your That's tweet, rough. Bean, and my response was, oh, Jesus. He is going to be insufferable. And I was correct.
Maybe I don't need you in my life.
Oh, there she goes.
Okay. All right.
Think about that.
You were in the inner circle till 30 seconds ago.
Toodaloo.
Look, I gotta look out for myself.
Sure.
Because everybody's going to be coming after me now. I got a target on my back, and I don't know who's here for the right reasons. And I just got to be real careful going forward. That's all.
We cool, Bean?
Yeah, we're cool, Chip.
Excellent. Bean, out of curiosity, for someone that plays this, do you play twice a day or just one game a day?
I play when it's convenient.
So twice a day.
When I can.
Some days here's my question.
Yes.
When you finally got to that last question and you were like, this is it. I've never been this far. Was your beehole just puckering? Like, I'm going to do – this is my day.
I have been to question 12 about 10 times.
Okay.
No joke. 10 times. And always screw up the last question.
Mm.
And I didn't anticipate. I mean, I'm excited every time I get to that level because I know that I'm on the verge of winning. By the way, three or four days ago, I got to Q12, missed the last question, and would have won $161.
And you won how much yesterday?
$1.19, which is less.
Okay.
$161 was 3 days ago, and I got to that point and missed it.
So what you're saying is more people won yesterday because
the questions were easier?
No, it was a way, way bigger jackpot.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
It was a $25,000 jackpot. Last night's was only a $5,000, or yesterday afternoon was only a $5,000. So that's the difference.
What was the question you won on?
The question I won on, question 12 was something about there's one flag in the world that's monochromatic. Which color is it? and it was blue, green, or white.
Well, blue, obviously.
And if I'm being honest, I didn't remember which country it was, but I did know from my Flags of the World placemat that it was.
Hold on. Okay, hold on. You knew from what?
From previous research.
Right, but what research?
No, but for things that I just had seen in my life.
Right, on what?
All right, it was my Flags of the World placemat, but the point is, not that.
Were you a toddler? How old were you with this placemat?
I have it currently, Allie.
No, you do not.
Wow. Do you have a lunchbox?
No, I don't, but I also have a President of the United States mouse pad, as a matter of fact.
Of course you do.
So anyway, so I knew that there was an all-green flag.
I mean, green.
I didn't know the country. I knew it was somewhere like in Africa or the Middle East or something like that, but I knew that there was an all-green flag.
Okay.
And that's the one they were looking for in the question. I believe it was Libya.
It's Chad. Oh.
Yeah.
I was just trying to act like I knew.
What if it was?
That would have been amazing.
A wild stab.
So, boom, fireworks.
Yeah.
$1.19. I'm in the money. Did strongly. Thank you. Thank you for that. I did strongly debate whether to. Two things.
Just one ghost is, us?
To ghost you guys, come back to this job or not. Mm-hmm. But I decided it'd be so fun to rub it in that I would.
Okay.
And then I also had to make the decision, do I never play again? Because, you know, you don't climb Everest twice, right? Once you've won, what's the point of continuing to play the game? Or am I now hooked and need to win more and more? Is that where I'm at?
Well, first taste is always free, Bean.
Yeah.
Right. What would you guys do, though, if you had played for 6 months and finally won the big jackpot?
How much would I have won?
Well, let's use me as an example.
Okay.
$1.19. Would you continue
no.
to play?
What a waste of my time. You got $1.19.
Well, you don't do it for the money, but the money is a benefit.
Sure.
It's a
huge
side
benefit.
Yeah, exactly.
You do it for the respect, really.
Thank you, Allie.
Street cred.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We did just hear from Edwin. Listener Edwin,
yes.
He thinks that you should take your HQ trivia winnings and sink them into some Twitter stock.
Oh, good.
What will that buy you, 3 or 4 shares?
That's a really good point. It'll buy me a 40th of a share.
Right.
Is Edwin the one that used to write the songs?
Oh, no.
Oh,
that's Lou.
Okay. Yeah,
that's Lou.
Edwin's
the one
need to get a hold of that guy. Because.
Yeah, Edwin emails all the really funny stuff.
Gotcha.
He's very funny. He's funnier than any of us.
For sure.
So anyway, so it's a big day going forward.
Now, press conference? Did you have to do a press conference? Did you wear an emoji mask, anything like that to hide your...
You know, I haven't looked into how the winnings are delivered.
Oh,
I think they just Venmo it to me or something. I don't think there's
that amount?
I think so.
Doesn't seem safe.
What are they, crazy?
I think so. I don't think I have to, like, fly to New York and pick up a giant check from Scott or anything.
I hope so.
That'd be amazing.
That would be the best. It would be worth going just for that.
Did you see Scott tweeted him?
No.
Oh, yes, he did.
My God. I
About
can
how I was
only
making
imagine.
That, making that green?
Only imagine the boner.
No, everything's coming up bean right now, you guys.
Oh.
I don't mind telling you. So, just
well, congrats. I mean,
I'd like something. To be treated with a little bit of respect. That's all.
Sure.
Finally.
You got it. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Who knows? Who knows? May not work out. It's a good chance it won't work out.
I mean, that's very true.
Mm-hmm.
We have your Aftershock passes. We're going to play a game with System of a Down on today's Kevin and Bean Show. We have a listener who, we were talking about the Sonic Pickle Slushy.
Mm.
Sounds pretty nasty.
Sounds terrible. But there are people who love pickle juice.
Same, I'm not that person. So maybe if you like pickle juice, maybe it's good.
Yeah.
Right.
But most slushies are terrible. I mean,
that's not true.
I love sugar, but it's all too sugary, too strong.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
I would imagine you would have been a slushy fan.
For sure.
I mean, how do you feel about Slurpees?
Slurpees, I'm down with 100%.
Well, what's the difference?
A lot more sugar in slushies.
Huh.
Well, it depends on where you get your slushies, I guess.
We'll just have to table this one for later.
Okay.
Ben Robson from Animal Kingdom is on the program today.
Really?
Thanks, Craig.
Better come in with a shirt off.
Right? I'm going to introduce you to a new caller to the Afro line. Who left, I don't know, 60 messages in a row?
Oh.
I think you'll be entertained by him. What is net neutrality? We tried to figure this out yesterday because it is going into action today, right?
Yesterday.
Who knows?
Yesterday. Okay. Mm-hmm. Who knows,
it expired.
Right?
That's what happened, right?
Okay. So we're going to talk to Verge senior reporter Russell Brandom, who apparently knows what he's talking about.
And he used to be married to Katy Perry.
That's Russell Brand.
Brand.
I'm sorry.
Brandom.
Yeah. I misunderstood. Sorry.
Yeah. It's all right, man. You got all the money. You don't need to worry about that.
Right.
Animal stories today. And what could go wrong in Russia? Russian hooligans. Highlighted today. Guys that don't even go to the soccer matches but fight in the woods.
None of this sounds right.
50 on 50.
It's insane.
Yes. It's a full-on brawl.
Oh, good Lord.
So Russia's going to keep that under control.
Sure. Keep it in the woods.
Thumbs up on that. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
Hey, Allie.
Allie.
Hey, Dean.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thanks.
How you feel?
A year older and another year wiser. No. Old. Old as F. Thank you for asking.
But every time you have a birthday, though, mm-hmm. at least this is how I look at it, is like, I'm still alive. The alternative to having a birthday is not having a birthday. So you should always be happy when your birthday comes around.
You are such a glass half full kind of guy,
right?
Dean. That's what I like about you.
I can afford to be.
Sure.
You can.
Now you want to
explore
trivia.
Yeah.
So just make sure you're in the celebrity birthday list all day long today.
Oh, of course not.
Because you're the biggest celebrity to us.
Dear diary. Today, Bean was nice.
Time for our first look at
but only because he won a lot of money.
Right? Still on that high. Mm-hmm. Speaking of being on a high, you know when you date for a month, you're just in that zone.
Right.
Like, things are awesome.
Right.
Are they so awesome, Pete Davidson, that word is you pop the question to Ariana Grande? Is that what we're doing now?
Ariana Grande?
Well, I'd just like to say, you're making a huge mistake.
Yeah. Neither has confirmed, but sources tell TMZ and Us Weekly that he popped the question last week and she happily accepted.
Hmm.
And I say to that, hey, that's love.
I don't think that's what you say to that.
Yeah, it's very soon. They're both, 24 years old? They're both kind of coming out of long-term relationships. They've both been through quite a bit in their young lives.
Right.
It's a lot. It is a lot. And it seems too soon and too much.
Well, I mean, if they're the right people to marry each other, that'll still be true in 2 months. Give it a little time.
Absolutely. And who knows? Maybe this engagement will be years. And then who's to judge it? But Nikki Glaser, the comedian, had a great tweet from a few days ago. And I thought, well, this is perfect even now. She wrote, I know it's not sustainable, but I think the goal of life is to feel whatever Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson are feeling right now. And that's so true. When you're on that first month high and you think this is the person, everything about them is perfect, life is better, oh my God, flowers smell better, colors are brighter.
Right.
What a beautiful, beautiful state of mind to be in.
Sure.
Until it all comes crashing down and you don't believe in love anymore. I hope that doesn't happen, but that's all I'm saying.
That went south so fast!
I mean, listen to the old lady on her birthday.
Right.
Just take it slow, kids. And I know it works for people that meet.
For some people it does, yeah.
They get married and they've been together 40, 50 years. It works. I'm just saying, hey, have a long engagement, maybe. Bean, you love. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I think every situation is different. You know, my wife and I married 5 months after we met. So you could look at that at the time, and I think we did have an office pool, Kevin, if I remember correctly.
Yes, we did.
Nobody expected it would last, you know, a year.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But here we are married all these years later, so sometimes it works out.
Put her on the mic. I'd like to congratulate her. Go ahead and just put her on the mic there.
She is chained up in the basement, as usual, right now,
okay.
which is why we're still together.
Do any of us even know if they're still together, for real?
How dare you? So, look, there's no, like Kevin said, there's no rush.
Mm-hmm.
You can still be together without maybe necessarily getting married.
Right.
So just go ahead and wait a little bit. I think that's fine. I think there's no downside to that.
I agree. On the complete flip side of that, remember Bo Duke? John Schneider?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's heading to jail.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he has to spend 3 days in L.A. County Jail and do 240 hours of community service. He's in pretty big trouble for missing alimony payments to his estranged wife, Elvira. He didn't make them by the March deadline. He was supposed to fork over $150,000 in March, and he was like, not going to do it. So he was supposed to transfer property to his ex and resolve some tax liens against the property, and he was like, nope, guess I'll just go to jail.
Hmm.
He was the dad in Smallville, if you don't recognize his name, for all those years.
Yes. Also the dad in Smallville. Was he the blonde or brunette in Dukes of Hazzard?
The blonde.
Blonde. Right. I like the brunette.
Okay.
I don't. I never watched that show, ever. Is that weird?
No.
Okay.
It's not.
Just want to talk more about that?
Not really.
What I did watch at the time or... Mm. No. Okay, some birthdays for you. Dave Franco, model Adriana Lima, U.S. President George H.W. Bush, sportscaster Marv Albert. He's the one that goes, yes.
Yep.
Right? Used to bite ladies
on the
back.
Used to bite ladies in the back. Yeah, that was weird.
Good times. And actor Jason Mewes. And that's what's happening.
There are so many things that can go wrong during a World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
But especially during a World Cup in Russia, of all places.
I mean, I don't know if you've searched YouTube for Russian hooligans,
mm-hmm.
but there are a lot of stories that come up.
It won't surprise you to know that I have not, Kevin. I'm not sure why I would have, but you will alert us to the very real danger of that coming up in minutes here on the Kevin Abeen Show. First, though, the Kevin Abeen Afro line is on the air. 1-800-520-1...
You know, you're giving the wrong number.
It's 323-520-1067. That's the number for the Kevin Abeen Afro line. We have your calls on the air from our voicemail that we... What?
No.
Is that not right? 323-520-AFRO.
There you go. Yep.
That's the number for the Kevin Abeen Afro line. Jesus.
Longest moment with ever.
I am weak. you call, leave a message, we play it back like bees.
Remember we were doing great news, and Dave, the King of Mexico, came in. Maybe you weren't here for this, Bean, and for some reason he kept calling a guy that's named Malachi Malachi.
Oh, God.
He kept saying his name was Malachi, and he probably said it 30. I mean, it just seemed like every time.
Sometimes I remember how Dave thought that little boy's name was Malachi, and I just laugh. Stupid Dave.
Right?
She just laughs.
Then Dave came in and did a 30-year-old cat. Allie was sick, so Dave brought up a 30-year-old cat as great news.
But it, like, ran away they found it.
There's no story.
Just that it's a 30-year-old cat?
Turned 30. Isn't it great it's that old?
No.
That's what he did.
Shut up, Dave. Shut up, Dave. Shut up, Dave. Shut up, Dave. No one gives a crap about a 30-year-old cat. Great news is a great segment, and you ruined it!
Right?
I mean, that's the thing. Look, I think it's interesting that a cat lived to be 32. There aren't very many, but that's not what great news is all about.
Right, it's a different feature.
Yeah, wrong segment.
Yeah. We gave out some eating rules, some of which were great.
Stupid.
Some of which were just straight stupid.
What do you mean I can't order something just because you already ordered it? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life! God damn it! You two need to go to hell.
I support that caller because that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That if we're out to dinner together and you order the steak,
right.
I then can't order steak.
Right, because I burned you, right?
You didn't burn me.
I told you burned you, Sally.
Not.
We don't make up the rules.
Yes,
we
you literally did during the segment.
Oh, why don't you just shred the Constitution,
right?
Then? Whatever rules you don't like, all of a sudden are stupid. I get it.
Hey, really loving the podcast. I really appreciate it being like available so quickly these days. I just don't like the really loving the podcast these days, you know. Love that it's I just wish it wouldn't jump around all the time, you know. And I just wish it wouldn't jump around all the time and repeat like over and over. I just wish it wouldn't, you know, jump back all the time and repeat itself.
How great is that call?
That's an amazing call.
Amazing.
Now, let me ask our producer, Dave, because every time I get an email or a tweet or anything from a listener who has this problem with it jumping, I always put it to Dave's attention. And I thought we had worked on this and fixed this, Dave. What's the update?
The update is we have a new ad system, and I believe that's the problem with it.
Dave, please yell at whoever's in charge of this, because we are so lucky that anyone listens to our podcast. Let's not make them jump through hurdles to hear it, okay?
I love the social media interaction, though, so it's good.
Well, what I'm saying is, seriously, let's try to work on this even harder than we have been.
I don't feel like you should be able to call the Afro line and sort of make us play a moment with. That's not cool.
Oh.
Right?
Hey, Kevin and Bean. You guys were talking about fashion trends that you just don't understand. What's up with this Blue Man Group? I mean, they paint their faces red.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
We've got to get to the bottom of what in the hell is going on with this Blue Man Group. These guys, they paint their faces red.
That was a moment with Kevin.
That's a fashion trend I don't get.
By the way, that happened. And I didn't even realize it happened.
Mm-mm.
Woof.
Hey, guys. I hate to say it, but I'm going to another radio station's music concert tonight. But the good news is that I'm going to see one of Kevin's favorite artists, Ariana Grande. Isn't that right, Kev Dog? Ariana Grande?
Come on!
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
And I was just saying to my other very good friend, Ariana Grande, the other day, as we were going around licking donuts together.
You were licking donuts with Ariana Grande? Or, what, or however you say her name?
Now, I don't know who that is.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Remember the kid that set a record by arm farts?
Oh, yeah.
30 seconds or something like that? This is, I believe, for Bean.
Hey, Bean.
Oh, my God. I love that kid.
I'm not a fan.
I love it.
I'm not a fan of farting, even arm farting.
Allie finally watched The Godfather, and your review?
Perfectly fine.
Hey, Allie. Big fan here. Been listening to you talk about Star Wars forever and ever and ever, and I've never seen any of the movies.
How crazy is that to think about?
Nuts.
I'm sure there are a lot of people who've never seen Star Wars.
For sure.
Finally saw Star Wars, first one, A New Hope, and
Don't you dare.
Perfectly fine. Yeah.
You go to hell, sir. You go
well,
to hell.
Well, now you see how the rest of us feel when you review The Godfather, Allie.
This is always good because people that do listen to the podcast hear mistakes that we make or funny things that we say later, and it comes back to haunt us.
Right.
Hey, guys. Podcast listener here. So maybe you already covered this, but apparently Blink-182 is doing some kind of residency in Las Vegas. And I'm just wondering, Allie, do you think... they need to do any kind of, like, rehearsals or anything for that?
Great question.
Hit, Steve.
And now, A Moment with Allie.
But also, you guys are posting videos like, oh, we're rehearsing for the weenie roast. And we're like, it's a goddamn weenie roast. Mm-hmm. You guys are Blink-182. What are you doing? Like, but then it occurred to us, oh, I guess bands really rehearse for different festivals and different situations, which we just thought, okay, you do the same old thing every time.
That was A Moment with Allie.
She was drunk.
Right? That happened. Bean, what's the phone number?
I think it's 323-520-AFRO, if I remember correctly.
That is correct.
Before the last World Cup, the 2014 World Cup, Kevin, did a lot of people, including me, try to tell you that if you went to Brazil, you would surely die?
Yes.
It was an inhospitable, dangerous place.
Every report that came out of Brazil that was negative, Bean made sure and highlight.
Oh, that's nice.
To make sure that I was scared out of my mind before we went.
You weren't watching the news.
Right.
He was just keeping you abreast.
Oh, was that what he was doing? That's cool.
That's all.
Yeah.
All right. So you survived Brazil and, in fact, had a great time.
Yes.
Was there ever any time where you thought you wanted to go to Russia for this year's World Cup?
Of course.
Thursday?
Of course.
What kept you away?
The guys who planned the Brazil trip, who are really well-traveled and know everything there is to know about soccer and traveling. They planned the whole thing in Brazil. Every single airport, what's the best way to get to the venue, what are the areas to avoid, blah, blah, blah. It was like a ridiculous amount of work they put into that.
Yeah.
They immediately said, we're not going to Russia. It's not safe.
Wow. Captain Bad Idea.
Yes. So then maybe 2 weeks ago, I was like, is anybody else feeling like we should be going to Russia? Because it's driving me crazy.
It starts to get close. It starts to get exciting. Yeah.
Immediately, I got an email from one of them with all of the games that still had tickets available.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I saw an article just yesterday that they are teaching workers in Russia. This is not a joke. They're teaching them how to smile. People in Russia are not big smilers, and they're trying to tackle the stereotype that its people are unfriendly. So they're expecting 1.5 million tourists in Russia for the World Cup, and they're saying, hey, we need to put on a good impression for the world. You need to start smiling. Here's how to do it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's odd.
Isn't that? And I think there's a lot more weird stuff going on in Russia than we know about.
Well, you know what a hooligan is, right?
Sure.
Crazy soccer fan.
These are kids who really aren't even soccer fans. They just take advantage of soccer games to beat up other people, right?
Right. In Russia, it's a whole different level. A completely different level. There's professional hooligans
who train and then go into the woods and fight.
So it's Fight Club for soccer fans?
Yes.
What?
And they go into the woods so that the police don't have anything to do with it. And they just beat the crap out of each other.
Now, do they beat the crap out of each other? Or does one barely touch the other one and the guy just falls to the ground as if he's been hit?
It's not a baseball fight. No, they go in full-fledged throwing haymakers. And then when someone's on the ground, they kick them probably 15 times. It's brutal. So here's the news report from Vice News.
Every soccer-mad country has hooligans who are known for getting sloppy and starting brawls. But in Russia, they're trained, organized, and brutally violent. At last year's Euro Cup in Marseille, France, a coordinated attack by hooligans from Moscow put close to 30 England supporters in the hospital. And with Russia hosting the cup, its gangs are gearing up for battle again.
So in Marseille for the Euro 2016, this is in France.
Right, they came out of the woods.
They came out of the woods, and they were just walking down the streets 10 across and throwing chairs and destroying everything along the way and beating England fans that weren't even hooligans.
What is happening?
I'm telling you, that's what they do.
Well, it's a mob, and if you have enough people in a mob, it's very difficult for the police to get them all, right?
Right, exactly. And they did a lot of destruction.
That's terrible.
So then Ben McCoo, our friend, picks it up here with Vice News and starts talking about these fight clubs that they actually call being in a firm. They call them firms. And then he explains it.
In Russia, being part of a hooligan group, or a firm as they call it, isn't just a hobby. It's a way of life. This organized brawl in 6-degree weather was between one of Russia's most notorious firms and a group of less experienced skinheads. Misha is in the construction business. He has a 7-year-old son and a girlfriend.
Guy's wearing a ski mask, by the way.
He's also an archetypal hooligan, a young nationalist who loves to fight.
A lot of people will be thinking, why do you fight?
All right, and then he gives a long answer in Russian, and since you guys probably don't speak Russian like I do,
right.
He says it's the excitement of it. It shows people I'm best. And the adrenaline rush and everything else is you can't get anywhere else. Huh. So they go to gyms and they train to fight, and then they go out in the woods and they fight like crazy people.
Last summer during the European Soccer Championships, Russian hooligans made front page news when they violently assaulted England fans in Marseille, leaving them bloodied and confused.
Marseille 2016. During the European Championship, violence broke out between Russian hooligans and English fans, leaving trails of destruction in their wake. Following the strife in Marseille, the BBC reported on Russia's hooligan army and warned fans against traveling to Russia for the World Cup.
The surprise attack was the result of months of organized training. Until now, hooligans had been given a free pass by Russian officials. Photographs of Misha's friend, Sharky, beating an England fan in Marseille last summer.
Okay, so the England fan is on the ground in one of the stadiums, and he's loading up for a punch right to his face, standing over top of him. And they took that picture, and this dude carries it around as a point of pride.
Circulated in the press.
What, Bean?
It's terrible, first of all. I feel so awful for these people.
Agreed.
But it's funny that the English fans are the ones who are most widely known around the world as hooligans, the ones who get too ramped up and too excitable and beat up other people. But the English fans are nothing compared to these Russians.
Well, here's what I feel about the English fans is that most of them are still loyal to soccer teams, and sometimes violence breaks out. The worst of them are always worse than that. But for the most part, that's the case. For these guys, it's just fighting. A lot of times they don't even go to the game.
They have no idea what team's playing.
They don't care. They just want their club, which they call the same as the team, they just want them to show that they're superior by fighting them better.
Yikes.
He carries a copy around with him as a badge of honor. He let me in on the tactics his firm used to attack British fans in Marseille last summer.
All right, so they're in Marseille, and he tells Ben about how they did research on the maps and where it happened, and that they had people blocking other streets.
So coordinated.
Yes.
Oh,
so
God.
That the British fans couldn't escape, and then they just went on a rampage.
These groups are organized and have spread across Russia. There's the Spartak Gladiators, the Oral Butchers.
I don't like the name Oral Butchers.
No.
And the Steel Monsters, to name just a few. But not everyone thinks that's a bad thing, including some in the government who have openly applauded hooliganism. Igor Lebedev, a prominent politician with the ultra-nationalist, pro-Kremlin Liberal Democratic Party, notoriously tweeted his support for the violence during the European Cup last year.
So he's watching the thing go down in Marseille, and he tweets, "Great job, boys. Keep it up." He's a high-ranking official in the government.
Dude.
Right?
Changing your mind? Thinking about it? This could
about
be
going?
You, but you playing?
I mean, I think I can still be safe, and I'll tell you why in a second.
I can almost guarantee that this would be one of the safest World Cups in entire history.
Okay, that's the Donald Trump of Russia.
Okay.
he's a little computer guy with little soft hands, and he has nothing to do with the culture or anything else. Mm-hmm. You can tell he's never had a fight in his life, but he's guaranteeing us that it's going to be the safest in history.
Oh, okay.
So that's good news, right?
Here comes the World Cup upon us. Is that going to be visited in and around sites? And I know FIFA has granted we've got the security guarantees in place. The Russian government's done the same. So what?
Okay, so he's asking a reporter who actually went to Russia and talked to a bunch of these clubs.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Obviously, it depends on who you talk to. The Russian government and FIFA officials, they say, no, it's going to be safe. It's going to be fine. This could never happen again like what happened in Marseille. But to me, the most disturbing part of reporting the story was talking to the hooligans themselves. And even they say, yeah, we prefer to fight with hooligans, but we don't know what's going to happen during this World Cup. The bottom line is, this is a subculture that thrives on violence, seeks out violence. And for them or anybody to say, we're not sure what's going to happen, I think if you're hearing that and not thinking there's a possibility we could have an explosive situation, you're being naive.
So all good.
I don't think that's...
Is that what they're saying?
No.
In Brazil, the way they handled this was they had a one-mile radius around each stadium with riot police and dogs side by side all the way around the stadium for a mile. You had to show your ticket to get inside that mile.
Wow.
So that sort of kept all of the violence and the people who were angry about the World Cup being there and everybody else. It sort of kept them away from the venues.
Right.
And so you could sort of, as long as you were smart, you could stay away from bad areas and pretty much it would be fine.
Well,
I'm assuming that's what's going to happen in Russia as well, because it would make them look bad.
But with a 100-mile radius though, right?
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. But it should be fun, right?
No.
Okay. I feel like I still need to go. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
First day. It's my candle blowing birthday.
And with the latest what's happening here on this Tuesday morning, it's the birthday girl. Hey, Allie.
Hey, Bean. Some really sad news to start this off. The Olympic skier, if you will, Bodie Miller and his wife Morgan lost their 19-month-old daughter in a drowning incident Sunday. Yeah, they were attending a neighbor's party and the little girl wound up in the pool. Emergency responders rushed to the scene, performed CPR before transporting her to the hospital, but they were unable to resuscitate her. Oh, 19 months old.
Unimaginable.
Yeah, she's the youngest of their four children. And they're said to be obviously beyond devastated. And here is the quote, "Never in a million years did we think we would experience a pain like this. Her love, her light, her spirit will never be forgotten. Our little girl loved life and lived it to its fullest every day." I can't even imagine.
Same.
That is tragic and horrible. Yeah, why'd I start with that?
I'm not positive.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bummer.
All right. Do you want Eddie Vedder's new solo single?
Yeah.
Anybody? Hello?
I mean, I'll listen to it.
Well, you're going to have to go to a Chicago
nope.
Cubs game for it. No?
No.
Billboard.com says anyone who buys a ticket to see the Cubs play the Reds at Wrigley Field on July 6th are going to get a copy of the 7-inch final single recorded at Jack White's Third Man Records.
I just wish my brothers were allowed to see this. They're all dead now.
She loves Eddie Vedder.
Have we checked on Dorothy? Is she still alive?
I don't know.
God, I hope she is. The A-side is All the Way, Eddie's tribute to the team, with Steve Goodman's Go Cubs Go on the flip side. That is, that's a lot of Cubby songins, right?
How are you going to celebrate tonight?
I probably have a Jägermeister.
God, I love her so much.
Is there any word that he's going to put out this?
Take me out to the fall. Take
me out to the ball.
Scotty Pippen.
I don't care if I'm...
That should be the B-side,
yeah.
Right?
We don't win, it's a shame.
Did anyone ask him if he knew it?
So, three strikes, you're out at the ball game. Let's go, Cubbies!
He literally went... like, no one would notice.
I love that so much. I'm sure he was hoping the whole crowd was singing along and nobody would notice for real.
Man. Yeah, they've got to ask the person before they're asked to sing, take me out to the ballgame. Hey, do you know at least half the words? Right?
Well, my takeaway this week is you shouldn't put a mic in front of Scottie Pippen or Dennis Rodman.
Oof.
Oh.
Yeah. Rodman cried.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least he got to pimp out a company on his T-shirt, though, during the interview.
Yeah.
Right?
Potcoin.com is the centerpiece of international relations now.
Yeah, good times. Speaking of baseball, a lot of perks, right? Baseball player?
Sure.
Different city every 3-4 days. A lot of boning,
sure,
is what I'm saying.
Yeah, girlfriend in every town, I imagine.
Yeah. Also, people know where you are when a game is happening.
Uh-oh.
So if they want to break into your hotel room, like they did when Anibal Sanchez from the Atlanta Braves was in town to play the Dodgers, they know when to do it. His sad bassoon. The pitcher's hotel room was burglarized Saturday when he was pitching against the Dodgers, and they took off with 4 watches and over $100,000 in jewelry. Do you need 4 watches for whatever?
I never travel with less than 4 watches.
Oh, is that it? 4?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
See, I wasn't
You're
sure.
You're joking, though, right?
Very much so.
Okay, good.
Whew.
I mean,
why was he traveling with 4 watches?
I don't know. And over $100,000 in jewelry.
Maybe he didn't want to leave the stuff at home because he was afraid people would know he was out of town on a road trip and he was going to get robbed.
Seriously.
That's the only reason I could think you would take all your jewelry with you.
I mean, can't you choose a safe or
sure.
a bank?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. But even, you know, an inside job in a hotel,
yeah.
you can get into that safe, right? I'm not saying it was an inside job.
Right.
Just saying.
Well, I'm sad that happened. That's, you know, you don't want people to come to town and get robbed, for sure.
It depends. Did he beat the Dodgers?
They actually won 5-3. The Braves did. So, screw you.
Right?
Right? That's what I'm saying. We should really start doing, like, tourism ads. We're great.
We would be good at that, yeah.
No, not at all. And it can't be easy to meet new people when you're an international superstar, which could be the reason that Justin Bieber keeps going back and dating all of the same people. Most recently, he's enjoying a retread romance with Hailey Baldwin. They were spotted.
What happened to Selena? I thought he and Selena were back together.
Oh, no. They broke up months ago.
Right. But didn't they break up and then get back together and then break up?
I can't keep track.
Yes.
He's very invested in this.
Obviously not if he thinks he's still with her. But he was spotted with Hailey Baldwin in Miami, Florida. They attended a church conference, then went out to dinner, and then hit up a nightclub. They were holding hands, dancing, and enjoying a lot of public displays of canoodling, if you will.
If I won't.
You won't? All right. Some birthdays for you. Actor Jason Mewes. Sportscaster Marv Albert. U.S. President George H.W. Bush. I mean, how much did we miss that guy? Model Adriana Lima and actor Dave Franco. And that's what's happening.
So what time are they turning the internet off? I mean, when do we get to use it for the last time before they pull the plug?
Talking about net neutrality?
Yeah, my understanding was as of yesterday, there's no more internet, right?
No, I don't think
But mine's still working.
They're not unplugging it.
Really?
That's why we have an expert on that's going to tell us in about 15 minutes what it all means.
I feel like it's bad news. I feel like this end of net neutrality is not what we want.
Depends on who you listen to. The FCC is very happy with it.
I guess we'll find out first, though, you guys. How about a new round of Kevin and Bean's Animal Stories?
Maybe a raccoon or a story about a dog. Maybe a baboon or a story about a frog. A story about a cat or a pizza rat. A story about a minx or a story about a lynx.
cure your blues. Animal stories just for you. Let's find out what they're up to.
I asked Omar to put as many animals in the intro as he could, and I think he did a pretty good job.
I hope you don't have any more awful-sounding animals today.
It's interesting you should ask that question there is one coming up.
No.
There's a sound you will never get out of your head.
Let's not do that.
Coming up. But first, I want to start with one of the most terrifying things I have ever heard of. We go to the news in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Jennifer Sutcliffe and her husband were doing weekend yard work when she spotted a 4-foot rattlesnake. Sutcliffe says her husband quickly took a shovel and severed the head of the reptile.
Okay, so you see a big old rattlesnake, you use a shovel, which, by the way, I've done many times when I lived in California. We had a lot of rattlesnakes where I lived in Santa Clarita, and that's what you do is you chop their heads off, mission accomplished, right?
You don't name them and release them back into the wild?
What can go wrong once you've taken the head off a rattlesnake, you're asking?
Moments later, he bent down to dispose of the snake, and that's when the snake head bit him.
No!
Yes. What?
No!
Yeah, that's a thing.
No, it's not
it
a
is.
Thing.
It is a thing.
Is it a thing, Kevin?
Yeah, it is. It's a thing.
He chopped the snake's head off, and the snake's head bit him.
How long can it survive?
I don't know the answer to that, but imagine his surprise.
Imagine his surprise, because he thought, easy peasy, I'm done, right? Let's find out what happened.
Which, in that case, because there's no body, it released all its venom into him at that point, so he had a lot of venom.
Now, explain that to me. I don't understand it. How come there's more venom coming out of just the severed independent snake head than there would be if the snake were still whole?
I don't know, but it sounds like maybe they store it someplace else in the body.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But once you cut off the head, I don't know how it all goes into the head. This is a weird story.
It's a very weird story, and it was a very bad deal for this guy.
Sutcliffe called 911 and began driving her husband towards the hospital. Immediately, he began having seizures, lost his vision, and experienced internal bleeding. The first 24 hours were the worst. Doctors told her husband might not make it.
By the way, he's laying there, if he's conscious, he's laying there in the hospital bed going, I cut your head off! What does a guy have to do to win this battle with a rattlesnake?
I'm about to die! How am I cutting your head off?
How am I laying here in the hospital? You really did get the last laugh, snake.
Even after giving him huge amounts of anti-venom.
A normal person that gets bit is going to get from anywhere from 2 to 4 doses of anti-venom.
How many doses of anti-venom do you suppose this guy got after getting bit by a rattlesnake head?
Well, he said
normal
average
person
is 2 to 4.
What, 2 to 4, right?
I would say 10.
Yeah,
at least.
Let's go 20. He had to have 26 doses.
Oh,
Sutcliffe's husband is now in stable condition, but his kidney function is still poor. Trauma surgeon Michael Halpert says although dying from a snake bite is rare, it happens.
How many snake bites do you think there are in the United States every year?
Snake bites that result in death or just snake bites?
Okay. Either one. Both. He gives both statistics here. Okay. I was surprised.
Wow, I don't know.
There's about 6,000 to 8,000 snake bites per year in the country, and 10 or 12 people die.
So there's a very low chance of you dying from a snake bite. And by the way, this guy did survive. He did recover from this snake bite. But 6,000 to 8,000 a year?
Yikes.
I was surprised by that many.
Do you think he woke up this morning and said, I cut off his head?
Oh, I'm sure he'll never stop saying, I cut off. There's no reason I should have ended up in the hospital like that. Here's a dog story on this edition of Animal Stories. I guess this probably happens all the time, but I didn't know about it. In cases of divorce, almost every state in the union, I think every state but Alaska and Illinois, consider pets as property. So they just treat it the same way they would treat who gets the Instapot, okay?
That's weird.
But a lot of times, obviously, it is a huge bone of contention between a couple that is divorcing because both of them are going to want the dog or the cat. They both want the pets,
yeah,
right?
Both of them want the dog.
Or they want to work out some sort of a visitation or something like that. I just thought this was so interesting. Molly Rosenblum, a Las Vegas family law attorney, says she's seen it all. Her firm regularly handles cases in which divorcing couples cannot agree on who gets custody of the family pet. In one case, an exasperated judge ordered the court martial to take the dog in question to a nearby park and see which parent the pooch ran to.
What?
The divorcing humans were warned to not call the dog's name. They were not allowed to stuff their pockets with liver treats. In other words, it would be kind of like tampering with evidence or bribing a witness. And then the dog would run to whichever. The judge decided to let the dog decide who he wanted to live with. And the dog, in this case, ran for the wife. So the soon-to-be ex-husband got $500 in lieu of custody. and the wife got the dog.
Wow.
I mean, I guess
you got a weird way to settle it.
I guess you got to figure out some way to do it, right? A mother in Stockton, California says her 8-month-old pit bull is a hero pup for saving her and her baby's lives last week when a fire broke out in another unit of the fourplex. I love stories like this where pit bulls are revealed to be the sweet, loving animals they almost always are. Sasha, the puppy, and a 7-month-old little girl named Masayla live in Central California. They're as tight as can be. They're only a month apart. They sleep together. They play together. They're best friends. Well, the little dog was left outside and started barking, going berserk and yelping and pounding on the back door. I open it, and she runs in, and she starts barking at me like crazy. And I'm like, okay, this is not like her. As she got closer to the door, she saw that the house next door was on fire.
Wow.
I thought, oh, my God, I've got to get my baby out of the house. Sasha was way ahead of me. The dog rushed into the little girl's room and pulled her off the bed by her diaper to carry her out of the house.
What?
Oh,
the 7-month-old puppy saw there was a fire next door and said, I've got to get this kid out of the house. And that is what she did.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
That is a hero dog.
And the
right
dog
there.
Must have been thinking, is really the diaper's the only thing I can grab a hold of here?
I think the dog was just had its natural instincts to try to save everybody.
Wow, that's amazing.
I just love that story. All right, and one more. This is the noise you'll never get out of your head, you guys.
I feel like that was a good segment, and it was happy, ended with a dog saving
and
a kid.
And a high note.
Right?
A saltwater crocodile has eaten a dog that made a mockery of it for years to the horror of onlookers. This is a place called Goat Island Lodge in Australia, south of Darwin. It's in the middle of the crocodile-infested Adelaide River. Guests had gathered to watch little pup Pippa perform her favorite trick. Now, what Pippa did is Pippa runs back and forth to the river and mocks Casey the crocodile. In other words, the crocodile's out laying on the bank, and Pippa runs out and gets real close and then turns around and runs away. And Pippa had been doing this trick for visitors for 10 years.
Pippa had it coming.
Yeah, Pippa's time ran out.
Carrie Hansen, Pippa's owner, said, well, Casey did what crocs do. I guess it was something that had a high probability of happening sometime. Some on social media were quick to blame the dog's owner, saying he was to blame for encouraging the little dog to run up to the reptile, but he said it was simply part of the dog's nature. He said, it's just like a dog I used to have when I was a kid that would not stop chasing cars. Pippa just loved tormenting Casey the alligator. A little terrier should not do things like that, but should I stop her? I don't know. She got away with it for 10 years, he said, and I'm
should
just glad.
Should I stop her? Yes! She died!
He said he would get a new dog, by the way. He would definitely ensure that it did not chase crocodiles.
The noise going to be?
I guess I'm just glad there's no video of little Pippa heading out for the crocodile.
Why are you...
And that's this week's animal stories.
Oh my God!
All those people are so upset.
Animal stories in the news. Animal stories to cure your blues.
That is completely over, right? Am I right?
That one is not coming back.
106.7 K-Rock, KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 22 minutes after 7 o'clock.
All right, ahead of our guest, we were just talking about a guy in San Antonio who found a rattlesnake in his yard, took a shovel, cut the rattlesnake's head off, reached down to pick it up to throw it away, and got bit, ended up in the hospital, very nearly died. So the rattlesnake's severed head bit him. This is Richie from Irvine. A living adult rattler will conserve its venom per strike, where a snake head that was cut off first is still able to bite for a couple of hours. And when the head bites down, it's a muscle spasm, and it releases all the venom at once.
Why for a couple of hours?
Why is it able to still bite for a couple of hours?
How is it not unable to do anything when its head is cut off?
Like the rest of us, right?
Yes!
They're devil creatures, that's why.
That's crazy.
Having about 15 years experience catching rattlers, I've always been told to bury the heads at least a foot in the ground to keep animals and people from accidentally getting bit.
What?
I am no longer getting a rattlesnake as a pet. This does not sound like a good I don't like any of this.
All right. Speaking of things we don't like, it's been all over the news lately, and neither Kevin nor I are smart enough to understand what the end of net neutrality means. But there are a lot of people who seem very, very concerned about it. So we asked Dave, hey, find someone way smarter than we are who can help us understand it. And Russell Brandon was on the line. He's a senior reporter for The Verge. Hey, Russell. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you.
I feel like 6 months ago, we were hearing all about net neutrality and we were being encouraged to call our congressman and everything. And then it kind of went away for a while. And then this week, out of nowhere, it reared its ugly head. Can you put this timeline in a way that I understand it, please, Russell?
Oh, yeah. So before, back in December, that was when they passed the order. And this is when it sort of went into effect. So, yeah, I mean, it was good that you called your congressman, but if you personally didn't, then that's probably why this is happening. We didn't get enough calls.
Because of Bean. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, it was because of Bean. He was named specifically.
Tell us what the end of federal government net neutrality rules means.
So basically, like, there is a lot. These are basically rules about what your carrier can do when you buy internet access from them. So Everyone sort of check your cable bill, but, you know, it's a different one for everyone. But basically, for a long time, you just paid some monthly service, and maybe they raised it or lowered it, but they couldn't. You were always getting on the same internet, and they couldn't get fancy on you in the way that, you know, if you have a cable package, you might notice that, you know, if you move, suddenly maybe it's a different cable package and you can't even get the channels. Every once in a while they'll have like a fight and you won't be able to see Dodgers games or something.
Sure.
And there's sort of all of these shenanigans. Oh, you have to pay extra for HBO, you have to pay extra for the sports package. That's never been true on the internet, and there were specific rules that were sort of preventing it from being true, and those rules are gone now. So they're not going to do a ton of shenanigans right away, but the field is open for that.
What's worst case scenario?
The worst case scenario is really that your internet bill starts to look like your cable bill. So that, you know, there are a lot of these video services, streaming video, where it uses a ton of data, and they may say, okay, we're capping your internet. You can only use this much data a month. But, hey, by the way, if you're on AT&T, we own DirecTV. And so, actually, if you're streaming DirecTV to your computer, that won't count against your data cap. But
isn't
if you're streaming
the case,
Netflix,
isn't that,
that
the case
will
now?
Count on your data cap.
Isn't that the case
That's
now?
That's true right now for like, mobile.
Okay.
So, like, if you're doing it to your phone, but then if you're connecting to Wi-Fi, which a lot of people are when they stream video, then you're, like, fine. But, yeah, I mean, we're already starting to see cable companies have been moving in this direction for a while, and this is really going to speed that up.
Okay, so in other words, the major internet providers, your Verizon and your Comcast and your AT&T and Time Warner, they're going to give preference to the other companies that are under the umbrella of that organization, right?
Yeah, or they'll make deals. So T-Mobile made this deal with Netflix. And the idea is just like you won't be able to log in and say, take me to this site. I'm going to stream video from this site. And, you know, don't worry about what my cable – don't worry about what my internet package is, which is sort of how it is right now.
Gotcha.
And they may sort of try to chip away at that. And a lot of it will be in the form of kind of special deals that you see when you sign up for internet service.
Is it going to be where we have 10 different listings on our bill each month? Because we're paying all kinds of different fees for all kinds of different sites?
I mean, that is the worst-case scenario. And I think, this just happened. It just became legal. There are still all these court challenges. There are still all these state-level bills. So California has a state-level bill.
I was going to ask you about that next. California opted out, and it's not a problem for us?
Well, I would say it's still probably a problem for you. I mean, that, you know, technically when the states fight with the federal government, this is one of those times when the federal government's supposed to win, but they have to fight it out in court. So
Gotcha. If
there is a court challenge, you would worry about that. The fight is definitely still going, and you should continue to call your members of Congress about it. But the concern is that this is where we start, you know, they start to turn up the temperature. So maybe we're not going to jump into 10 extra charges on your bill right away, but maybe if they want to sort of they want to try some stuff out with one or two extra bills or, you know, parts of the bill.
Well,
maybe we'll start to see that.
Russell, correct me if I'm wrong. Congress still has the opportunity to wipe this all away, right? They have the power to restore free and open internet.
There is this they can roll – Congress can roll back regulations, and so they're trying to roll back this one that just went into effect. Mm-hmm. The Senate passed it. The House is voting on it right now, and so you can go to the site and see if your sort of House of Representatives representative has sort of signed on.
Do you know where the vote is? Sort of. I mean, is it close?
The vote, I think they're around – a little less than 50 votes away, but it's tough because it's all Democrats that are signed on, and they got to get some Republicans over. And then even if that passes, that's just going to bring it to Trump, and Trump may not want to sign it.
Well, I was going to ask you if this is one of those things that the president has a reason to want the end of net neutrality beyond just, hey, this was an Obama thing, so let's pull the plug on it. I mean, is there an advantage for him or his administration for net neutrality to end?
I don't know. I mean, it's tricky. I think so far the way he talks about it has just been, well, it's an Obama regulation, and I don't like regulations, and I don't like Obama, so problem. I know where I stand on it. I think there's been a little – it is still really popular. So they did a poll back in December, and something like 80% of people opposed rolling back the rollback that's currently happening.
Right.
So – That's more consensus than you get on most issues in Washington these days.
Sure.
But also I think it's just not on the radar of a lot of
I agree, yeah. I know I don't trust this FCC chairman. I don't trust a word that comes out of his mouth, I'll tell you that. He's making it all seem like it's going to be rainbows and lollipops.
Yeah, I saw that same article. He's like, oh, this is going to be great for everybody.
It's going to be, yeah, there's no losers here.
Almost as if he's getting something from us,
right?
You guys.
It does seem
weird.
Like that. Let's check where his Washington Nationals tickets are or something. He's getting something. All right, last question. Russell Branham on the line. He's senior reporter for The Verge. By the way, TheVerge.com. This isn't going to affect my Pornhub, is it? I mean, that's what this really boils down to, Russell.
I do think Pornhub is in the long term. Pornhub is on the, you know, because is Comcast going to want to make a big announcement like, hey guys, we made it easier for you to use Pornhub? Are they going to really want to do
not.
That partnership?
Probably not. Yes.
Yeah. So Pornhub is one of the embattled ones.
So if worse comes to worse, basically what's going to happen is if you want that, you're going to have to pay more for that. Right.
I mean, hopefully not, because you know, maybe just as a consumer offering, Comcast tries to raise the rates on Pornhub and the Pornhub users of the world unite. But
right.
That's
right.
On the table as a thing that they can do.
I got you.
You
hopefully
can also go to
Hellbot.
You also go to RedTube if you need to.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ellie. I'll go to you for some backups if we need.
You're welcome,
Russell. Thanks for laying it out for us. We appreciate your time, sir.
My pleasure. You have a good one.
Appreciate it. If you missed yesterday's show, you missed the announcement. We are back with another Kevin and Bean limited edition T-shirt. This one is a white shirt just in time for the summer, and it goes on sale this Thursday morning at 10 a.m. for only 24 hours. So buy it between Thursday at 10 and Friday at 10 at krock.com. Tickets. T-shirts just $19.99 plus tax. Kevin, why don't you describe the design for this one? I think people will be very happy with it.
If you've seen the billboard, that's what it looks like. It's the same artwork from Allie's friend, Allie. And,
the good Allie.
The good Allie, yeah.
I mean, it's...
And we both have braces, and I don't know why. And it's the same slogan, Kevin and Bean still on K-Rock. And
which is a mystery to all of us.
Right. But it looks exactly like the billboard, so you can get that T-shirt.
Yeah, this is going to be a collector's item, as they all are, and we'll make as many as you buy. And a portion of the proceeds goes to the Friends and Helpers charity, like we do. So go to krock.com Thursday, 10 a.m. till Friday, 10 a.m. Limited window to buy your latest Kevin and Bean limited edition T-shirt. And thank you in advance for your purchase.
All right, every once in a while, somebody calls the Afro line. 60 times.
Oh, no.
And Omar sends me the entire file.
Is it Stryker?
It's not Stryker.
Not this time. Okay.
No, this is Chopper Dave.
Okay.
Chopper Dave.
Okay.
Okay, this is his first call.
Yo. Started out slow already. Rewind.
That's it. That's his first call.
Okay.
He wasn't happy with it, though, because it's pretty slow.
Uh-huh.
So then he called back. And he has a weird catchword that's bits. It sounds like he's saying bitch, but he'll spell it out for you.
Okay,
bitch. That's B-I-T-S, bitch. Play Pearl Jam, Better Man, bitch.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
I don't know why he's saying that.
It's also weird that he's using the Afro line to make a request.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He makes many requests.
All right.
Yeah, it's coming chopper from the chopper day from the skies. They're looking over the 101 and the 405. And I see Tool. Oh my God, Tool. And it looks like the driver was sober. Play Sober from Tool. B-I-T-S. Bitch.
So now he's doing play-by-play as if he's in a helicopter?
Yes.
Above the city?
Correct. Mm-hmm. But he worked in his request.
Because the driver was sober. So then he wanted some... Okay, I get it, Chopper Dave.
Boom.
See
is,
you.
Is B-I-T-S possibly his radio station name, maybe?
I don't think he has a radio station.
Well, I mean, in his mind, I'm wondering.
Oh,
if
I
he,
don't.
Like, because it sounded like he was doing a helicopter report and then ending it with BITS, as you would with, you know, King and X.
But his delivery is the exact same as Bitch.
Yeah,
right,
he's ending it
odd.
With Bitch.
Okay.
But Bits.
But it's
right.
Bits instead.
God, this is Chopper Dave.
Doing some sound effects now with his mouth.
What? Mm-hmm. What?
I think.
Okay.
He's real good at it.
And Kevin.
What?
Kevin wants to hear himself some Creed.
No, I don't. Wait.
You've got to be kidding me. That's no good.
Agreed.
Oh.
All right,
wow.
I'm about out of patience for Chopper
Dave. Oh, please.
I'm sorry to say.
What if he called back as the briefest call ever?
Okay.
Chopper Dave.
I mean, quick, to the point.
That's all it was.
All right.
All right, okay, go. And he's out to the races. It's the Belmont Stakes. Oh, no, we're talking about the Beatles. The Beatles. When's the last time you played Beatles? A day in the life. That's all I got to say. A day in the life. Mitch!
Okay, I don't think we'll be getting to that one.
Huh.
Just saying.
Can we block a number from calling you after?
I'm just saying that I brought in 8. There were 60.
Right.
Bitch.
All right, I don't get it.
Okay.
More.
Chip, what's more?
Offspring. Self-esteem. Bitch.
So he just keeps calling and making requests.
Yep.
All night long.
Yeah.
I love it.
Chip loves it. Are you out of patience? Because
I'm out.
All right.
I'm out.
Chopper Dave, you go or no go? Weekly feature?
I'm good never hearing from Chopper Dave again.
Oh, that's heartbreaking, Bean.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope Chip and Dave are happy together.
Oh, sweet.
They make a cute couple, but no.
323-520-AFRO. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 752.
Hey, Allie, I just saw on the internet that we have the same birthday. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
We should bone.
Oh. I mean.
Now you have plans.
Sure.
Yesterday we found out that there is a pickle slush now being offered at the Sonic restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have a location near the station, but one of our fine listeners volunteered to pick one up and review it for us.
Excellent.
So we'll talk to Rachel coming up just after 8 a.m. And then Ben Robson's going to be in studio with us. He is Craig Cody on Animal Kingdom, one of our favorite shows. So we're looking forward to meeting Ben. That's all coming up in the next half hour on K-Rock. First, though, here's the birthday girl. What's happening?
A pickle slush. Got to be a sex move, right?
Probably, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Excellent. Hey, I want to give something away. You want to go see Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom?
Yay!
Sure.
Just leaving out consonants and words. No big deal. It hits theaters June 22nd, but you, yes, you listening, well, two of you, are going to wear a pair of passes to the K-Rocks IMAX Advanced Screening.
You all right?
No, I swear to God. I think I just had a stroke.
Wow.
That just, wow.
Could I have Doto give out the number? Would that help?
That'd be great.
Help
yeah.
you? Okay.
Call now. 1-800-520-1067. I love you.
We'll take callers 20 and 21, and you are going to get a pair of passes to the K-Rock IMAX advanced screening of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom at AMC CityWalk on June 19th.
It's a trap!
It's not a trap. We're just really, we're giving away tickets. No big deal right there. Hey, 30 Seconds to Mars guitarist Tomo. Where you been? Absent from a few of these European dates? Well, now we know why. He has announced his departure from the band after... Okay, yep. Sad bassoon indeed. After weeks of fevered speculation, he's posted a statement online. He said, "I don't really know how to explain in a note how I could have come to a decision like this, but please believe me when I say that this is the best thing for me in my life and also for the band. Please don't be sad or angry over this, and most of all, please don't be divided about this. This is a good thing and will be good for everyone."
That's a nice statement.
Yeah. Oh, no. Very. And it's a long statement.
What's he hiding?
And I'm just saying it's a long statement. It's very complimentary to the other guys in the band.
Right, but this is a couple breaks up and saying we're best of friends and we always will be, too. There's obviously some reason why they're not together anymore.
I believe you could have a conscious uncoupling.
Correct.
Goop. Okay. Goop showed us. It's That's possible. True. Right? Her and Chris Martin. BFFs.
So it's now it's just the brothers and a rotating cast of sidemen.
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, really, do you need anyone but Jared? Just saying. I mean, sure, throw your brother in there, too, just for family stuff. But, who's with me? Anyone? Hey, you guys sick of potholes?
Sorry?
A little whiplash?
Yes.
Okay. I, too, am sick of potholes, and Domino's Pizza says that they can help. What? What is this story, you say? Well, the global pizza chain is asking customers to nominate their towns for road repairs. It's called pavingforpizza.com. And they've already resulted in repairs in Burbank and other communities nationwide. Basically, you nominate your city, mm-hmm. and Domino's comes, and they have people to fill the potholes.
With pizza?
Nope. Oh. With actual...
Asphalt?
Asphalt.
Sorry.
Tar stuff is what I was going to go
very
with.
Upset at me right now.
Oh, well, you're not supposed to help, but I appreciate it. It is my birthday. Domino's USA president Russell Wiener said, "We don't want to lose any great-tasting pizza to a pothole, ruining a wonderful meal. Domino's cares too much about its customers and pizza to let that happen." So they are going to repair potholes so you won't have a problem with your pizza.
What's his name?
Russell Wiener.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm out of here.
What?
Why are you making
Head
me
down
that?
Fairfax mm-hmm. and try to dodge the potholes,
right.
which one of the potholes cost me over $400 already.
What?
I said fix Fairfax Avenue. I don't know what's going on.
Well, let's get Domino's on it.
Right?
Seriously. That's a lot of money. He must have been all out of alignment and stuff.
Probably.
I'm out of here.
All right.
About to go dodge those potholes
mm-hmm.
and
wow, a lot
Fairfax
of, a lot of problems.
And the manhole covers and the plates they lay across. And anyway, I'm going to say goodnight, hang on to yourselves, mm-hmm. and here are the monkeys.
Okay.
What does it mean, hang on to yourselves?
I'm not real sure.
I don't want to see anyone do that in public.
No one needs that. But,
hang on to yourselves.
Pavingforpizza.com if you want to nominate your city. So we were discussing Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra and how. Right?
Yes.
Well, apparently they are moving at warp speed now. TMZ reports that Nick brought his new lady friend to a family wedding in Atlantic City, introduced her to his brothers, their wives. Things are going in the right direction for those two.
Oh, Nick Jonas is so cute.
Kevin, you are against this.
I can't get my head around it. He's Nick Jonas.
Right.
She's Priyanka Chopra.
She is indeed. Mm-hmm.
It just that doesn't work for me.
Okay. You would see her with someone maybe of elevated stature.
Yes. Someone better than Nick Jonas.
Okay. But I think Nick Jonas is the hot one, right, of the Jonas Brothers?
Hey, those Jonas Brothers are assholes!
Okay.
About that.
I don't know them, but I believe he's the hot one.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, people. I had a stroke at the beginning of this segment. Some birthdays for you. Model Adriana Lima. Actor Dave Franco. Franco?
I mean, Wait. Sure. You all right?
I don't know.
Okay.
U.S. President George H.W. Bush and actor Jason Mewes. That's what's happening.
System of a Down fans, we're going to be looking for you in less than 1 hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Give you a chance to earn your way to Sacramento to the Aftershock Festival. I know you might ordinarily not plan a trip to Sacramento, but I'm telling you, Deftones and 311 and Incubus and System of a Down and all the rest is going to be worth it.
It's pretty
strong. About a three-night stay at the Embassy Suite Sacramento, Riverfront Promenade, and round-trip transportation on the K-Rock Party Bus, less than 1 hour from right now here on K-Rock. I saw the press release from Sonic Drive-In that they were unveiling nationwide their new pickle juice slush yesterday.
Are those words you want to hear together?
No. Not for me. Look, I don't... Kevin, you're not a pickle fan, right?
Yeah, I'd rather die.
All right. How about you, Allie?
I like a pickle.
I do, too. Yeah. I like a pickle on like on a veggie burger or something like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't drink pickle juice or eat pickles out of a jar or anything like that.
Well, what if the slushy tasted exactly like a pickle?
I don't need it.
You guys like a pickle, so why not?
I like pickles on like a Subway sandwich or something.
Oh, is it an addition?
Not just as a main course. No.
I see.
The bright green limited time drink will be joined by three new summertime flavors, the fast food chain announced. Sonic's guests are game to try adventurous and fun flavors, so we've made it our mission to deliver the best of both worlds, blah, 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 blah. So we were talking about this, and we're thinking this is not something we need to try, but maybe we could send mugs. And then we realize there's no Sonic near us, and that's when Rachel comes in. Kevin Abean listener, who said she lives near a Sonic. She'd be happy to try it out for us. Hey, Rachel.
Hi, you guys. Happy birthday, Allie.
Thank you.
You were very kind to weigh in on Twitter yesterday about our pickle discussion. Now, before we hear about your trip across the street to the Sonic, where were you and your boyfriend on pickles? What was your relationship with pickles prior to this?
We both really love pickles. I feel fine about pickle juice. I wouldn't drink it to quench my thirst, but
right.
I don't know. I really like pickles.
Okay, so you both feel that way. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so you went last night or today, or when did you go?
I went last night when I got home from work. Mm-hmm.
And they're selling the pickle juice slush.
Yes.
And you said those words, I'd like a pickle juice slushy.
I did.
Out loud, okay.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did they say, you're the first person to ask for that?
I know. I thought, I hope it's not sold out, but then I figured that probably wouldn't happen.
Probably not.
I might actually be the first one.
So just so I understand the transaction, you handed over hard-earned American money, and they pushed to you from their side of the counter something called a pickle juice slush.
Yes, and I got it 50% off because I went after 8 o'clock.
Who knew that was a deal?
And,
yes.
And what's the slush go for, Rachel?
Well, half off it was about $2.89, I think.
Holy crap.
So this is
over
like
$5?
It's a $5 ice? That's incredible.
Yes.
Wow. And what did your boyfriend get?
He got the Tiger Blood slush.
The Tiger Blood slush.
Yes.
How many tigers do they have to kill for that?
Yeah, what does that mean? What is the Tiger Blood?
I don't really know, but
okay.
It tastes kind of like cherry-ish, citrusy.
Okay, like if you were to bite into a tiger.
Yeah.
So everybody knows that.
Right.
So Tiger's Blood, Blue Hawaiian, Bahama Mama, and the Pickle Juice Slush. Those are the four new flavors at Sonic. All right, are we ready for Rachel's big reveal?
I mean, I feel like we are. Mm-hmm.
Ready for the review?
Yes.
So how was the Pickle Juice Slush?
It might have been one of the most disgusting things I've ever had in my life.
And you love pickles.
Somebody loves pickles.
Yeah. I was hoping for maybe something more like subtly pickle flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was hoping for the best that it would maybe be okay, but it was disgusting.
What a weird thought that yesterday during the day you were trying to guess what this was going to taste like.
Will it be tangy? Will it be?
That's weird. I hope it's really a light taste.
Was it super salty?
Yes. It was very sour and very salty.
Oh no.
Like I felt thirsty
afterwards.
Yeah.
Maybe that's their plan. You order that, then you're like, God damn it, I need the Tiger's Blood.
Right.
And then they sell you too.
Maybe.
Did you try the Tiger's
Maybe.
Blood as well?
Yes, that was very good.
Oh. Huh. Mm-hmm. How much of the pickle slush did you drink, Rachel?
Oh, not even an eighth of
wow.
it.
Wow. That's a pretty bad attitude about the pickle slush.
That's a big waste of 250, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I know.
That was half price.
And I tried putting some whiskey in it, hoping that maybe... Like,
oh, good idea. I like the way you think.
Right. I'm supporting all of this.
But it somehow made it even, like, more bitter and more salty. It's like the alcohol got rid of, like, any sweetness out of it. You couldn't even taste any alcohol. It was just even worse.
Wow.
This is a colossal disaster, you guys.
By the way,
according to Food & Wine magazine, they reveal that Sonic will also let customers add a squirt of pickle syrup to any item on the menu. They're really doubling down on this pickle thing, aren't they?
Do you want pickle syrup on
stuff? No!
Ew.
Yes, who indeed, Rachel? Exactly. All right, so I'm going to put you down as a no then on pickle slush.
Yes, absolutely.
Hard pass. Never,
you may like it if you like really, really, really love pickle juice, but I don't know. It was disgusting.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there's your review right there. Right? Thank you, Rachel. We appreciate you listening. Thanks for working for the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you. Bye now.
All right, this is blowing my mind, guys, because he looks like the dude, but he doesn't sound like the dude. Am I right about that? He is actor Ben Robson, ladies and gentlemen. He is Craig Cody on Animal Kingdom, which airs Tuesday nights and TNT 9 o'clock. Ben, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much for having me. How are you?
Of course. That accent on the show, that California accent, difficult to do?
I've been living here now on and off for 9 years, so I feel like I've got a sense of hearing it a lot more now. But yeah, it started off maybe a bit tricky, but it's when you've got a whole crew who are from Cali, it makes it a lot easier. They kind of correct you.
Yes, I was going to ask if you had somebody on set that helps you with that.
Pretty much every single person.
Okay. We have always heard, and you can tell me if it's true because you've been acting a long time, that Brits are way better at doing American accents than in reverse.
Do you know what? I remember hearing this really funny story. My sister used to work in casting back home, and this director rang up, like, really, really upset. He was like, look, this is why I didn't want to get English people to do American accents. And she's like, well, you know, which tape in particular has upset you? And then, you know, names the actor. And then my sister sort of then speaks to the guy and is like, it's quite funny because he's actually American.
Oh, what a dick.
That's awesome.
It's kind of a funny,
I like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Are there any specific words that you're like, I just can't not say it in a British accent?
Yes, girlfriend. But I'm not sure if that was because I had so many issues with the idea of having one or the fact that I couldn't say an American.
That was a deep dive right one word.
Is it too early for that? Yeah. Hit me right in my weak spot.
Ben's brain there. So it looks like, for folks who don't know, by the way, how do you describe Animal Kingdom when you're sitting on a plane next to somebody and they say, oh, what do you do? How do you, what's your elevator pitch on how to describe this show?
Well, that depends if I'm on the plane and they're watching it as it goes on with everyone being half naked the whole time. But,
right.
It's sort of a criminal underworld story of SoCal. And it's, you know, kind of we have Ellen Barkin playing a mother who is this sort of...
the godfather.
Yeah, essentially the godfather. Sort of, yeah. If not more badass.
Right.
And... she sort of has these three boys who are very mischievous in her own way that she manipulates in every possible way that she's fitting for her own ambitions.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a little cousin who comes in after a sort of situation and has to sort of get dropped into this scary new world that he has to be a part of. And it's fun and it's, you know, we have lots of stunts and it's very dramatic and it's dark.
It's so interesting how awful so many of the people on this show are. But you still root for them and you root for the family. You really do become invested in their relationship and their safety.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is strange, yeah.
It is. It's one of those great anti-hero ones where you know you shouldn't be rooting for them, but you kind of get a sense of why they do what they do. And I think when you understand the environment they've been brought up into and how they need to live and survive, you very quickly sort of get on their side and kind of question if there's something wrong with you for wanting to be on their side and rooting for them in the first place.
I do appreciate that so far there's been more butt this season than in previous.
A lot of butt.
And I respect it and I say, let's even do more.
Well, you know what? There's plenty more coming.
So more butts, yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of butt. I think me and Sean were actually trying to tally up who'd shown more butt.
I was shocked by the by the perkiness of Sean Hadassie's butt.
Yeah,
a real perky butt.
I actually work out with him in the gym, and I didn't realize how many squats he was doing regularly. And
wow,
kind of is that
up,
right?
Kind of upped my game though. What he was doing as a
you didn't want him to outbutt you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Your outdoor shower scene with your girlfriend last week, Ben.
Yes.
Stay out of that scene because she's good by herself.
Yes, exactly. I'm sorry I ruined that for you guys.
You doing,
I guess what I was going to ask is that a delicate dance to film to make sure that you don't show what you can't show?
It's a delicate dance in the fact that it's 6 o'clock in the morning and it's freezing cold and you're getting into a shower. It's not a good look for anyone. So the delicate dance is at least helpful for yourself turning away from the camera. But. No, it is. I mean, look, it's always a very, it's one of those weird things where you're like, right, well, this is the start of the day. This is what we're going to be doing. And off we go. Yeah.
Do you just keep yelling, it's freezing?
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
Being like,
right?
That's why.
Yes, you know what exactly. I'm saying. Yeah.
Right.
Don't judge. Yeah,
exactly. Have you been hurt with any of the, running around doing jobs or in the ocean or getting in fights? Have you personally been hurt or do you just look like you've always been hurt because that's how they make you up?
I would probably say that I get made to look a lot worse than I do. We have some pretty amazing stunt guys who take the big hits, which go on. But, I mean, not really. We've got a pretty great team there. But there was a scene this year where we were actually went into the water in Sano, and there was a sign on the beach that said, do not get in. We have great whites in here currently. And there we were for, I think, 12 hours in the water. And
everyone saw the sign, and they were like, it's all right, we're doing a TV show now.
Well, this is it.
Go right on out.
We had this big safety meeting beforehand, and it was about 50 dudes, and it was like, all right, well, if anyone feels uncomfortable about this, lift your hand. Well, obviously not one dude was going to put their hand up. We were out there with the great whites.
I saw that picture on your Instagram, and I thought, Ben is not a smart man.
No.
Going right out into that water.
Yeah, I didn't feel very smart at the time, and was reminded of it when my mum called me up and asked what I'd been up to that day, and she was obviously even less
You don't
less
tell
impressed.
Your mom that, by the way.
No, absolutely not. Although she's currently dropped that she has this sneaky way of looking at Instagram now, so she just goes on Google and then will type in Instagram afterwards that there's something she wants to see.
Interesting.
So now,
okay.
now there's no hiding.
You and you don't
know
it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
We are talking to actor Ben Robson here on the Kevin Bean Show. The show is Animal Kingdom Tuesday nights at 9 on TNT. Before we run out of time, I have to ask because Dennis Leary is getting ready to join the cast.
Dennis Leary is getting ready to join the cast. He is a great guy to be with, and obviously he's got an incredible reputation. But yeah,
I was just wondering what it's like, though, when you guys have been so close for so long to have somebody come in like that, such a powerful personality as an outsider. Was it a tough adjustment having a new guy on the set?
No, we made it super difficult for him. we were not having anyone come on and telling us how to do it. No, not at all. It was actually really great. I mean, it was especially after what happens in the opening of the season. It was great to have someone in and bring a whole new idea and just kind of brings a breath of fresh air to it and mixes it up. So it kind of keeps you on your toes, makes you want to work that much harder. And when you get to work with the greats like that, it was a lot of fun. And it just turns out he's reasonably funny. So it was good times to be around him as well, being a comedian.
I have sort of an awkward question.
Fire away.
Ellen Barkin's character is in jail.
Yes.
But through the series, she seems to have manipulated you, her sons, romantically. Yes or no?
Because
that's
yes, essentially.
Weird. Yes is the answer.
Yeah. I think so. I mean, I think it's a manipulation of how she showcases her love, and whether it's a case of jealousy or playing with our insecurities. And I think with no father figures around, you don't really know any other way to be. So,
all right, yeah. I feel icky now.
Right?
That's kind of the point, I think.
You're not supposed to be comfy with
it. Exactly.
Mission accomplished.
You don't have to tell me, but Lucy and Smurf, they're in on this together, right? She killed Baz, right?
You just don't know, do you?
Because Smurf's like, F him, he's not my real kid. Boom! Take all my money out of the wall. Who's with me?
Do you know what? It could have been me. I'm in Mexico as well, so you just never know.
You are snorting always needed some money. So much coke down there, you can't even keep anything straight. It's not you.
It could,
it's not
you. Know?
All right, let me ask you this question. Is that question answered in tonight's episode?
It starts leading the path of
unraveling.
Down
the path.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, it's a terrific show. Our listeners know we have been talking about it since episode one, and there's nothing like it on TV. It's called Animal Kingdom. It airs Tuesday nights at 9 on TNT, and you can still get caught up on demand. But this season has been super fun, Ben, and we're so glad we got a chance to meet you.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here, guys.
Stay out of the shower scenes, man.
No, please don't.
I will try. I will try. Unfortunately, I don't get much of a choice.
Allie's saying no.
More shower scenes.
Okay. It is 8:39, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show.
Kevin and who?
Rat Boy? I don't know. Who are you?
No.
Excuse me.
What's happening?
Fluffy? I can't remember the names.
HQ Trivia winner Bean is who?
Oh, wow.
Which is how I insist on being referred to from this day forward.
Huh.
HQ Trivia winner Bean is who you're dealing with here.
How many times you played? Approximately.
I don't know. Hundreds.
How much you win?
All total?
Well, yeah, put together. Everything put together.
All the games I've won.
Right.
What's the total amount of money
correct.
That I have as a result of playing HQ Trivia?
Correct.
$1.19.
Congrats, man.
Thank you.
Surprised you showed up for work.
I am too, and I have to tell you.
Oh, please.
There are going to be some changes because I'm obviously going to have to cut some people out of my life now as a result of this. Dave was already trying to bite on my success yesterday with his tweet. Oh, I'm so glad I got to know Bean before he was the HQ trivia winner. Back off.
Yeah, what a suck up, right?
Right.
Exactly. That's exactly what he's doing. He's trying to get in there good because now I'm in the money. He wants to be a part of that. I had to kick him out of the inner circle.
Yeah.
Wow.
I saw your tweet, Bean, and my response was, oh, Jesus. He is going to be insufferable. And I was correct.
Maybe I don't need you in my life
no,
either.
No, there she goes.
Okay, all right.
Think about that.
You were in the inner circle till 30 seconds ago.
Toodaloo. Right.
Look, I got to look out for myself.
Sure.
Because everybody's going to be coming after me now. I got a target on my back, and I don't know who's here for the right reasons. And I just got to be real careful going forward. That's all.
We cool, Bean?
Yeah, we're cool, Chip.
Excellent.
Bean, out of curiosity, for someone that plays this, do you play twice a day or just one game a day?
I play when it's convenient.
So twice a day.
When I can.
Some
days
here's my question.
Yes.
When you finally got to that last question and you were like, this is it. I've never been this far. Was your beehole just puckering? Like, I'm going to do – this is my day.
I have been to question 12 about 10 times.
Okay.
No joke, 10 times, and always screw up the last question.
Mm.
And I didn't anticipate. I mean, I'm excited every time I get to that level because I know that I'm on the verge of winning. By the way, a few 3 or 4 days ago, I got to Q12, missed the last question, and would have won $161.
You won how much yesterday?
$1.19, which is less.
Okay.
$161 was 3 days ago, and I got to that point and missed it.
So what you're saying is more people won yesterday because
the questions were easier?
No, it was a way, way bigger jackpot.
Right.
It was a $25,000 jackpot. Last night's was only a $5,000, or yesterday afternoon was only a $5,000. So that's the difference.
What was the question you won on?
The question I won on, question 12 was something about there's one flag in the world that's monochromatic. Which color is it? And it was blue, green, or white.
Well, blue, obviously.
And if I'm being honest, I didn't remember which country it was, but I did know from my Flags of the World placemat that it was.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
Nope.
Hold on.
Nope.
Okay, hold on. You knew from what?
From previous research.
Right. But what research?
No, but for things that I just had seen in my life.
Right. On what?
All right. It was my Flags of the World placemat, but the point is not that.
Were you a toddler? How old were you with this placemat?
I have it currently, Allie.
No, you don't.
Wow. Do you have a lunchbox?
No, I don't, but I also have, a President of the United States mouse pad, as a matter of fact.
Of course you do.
So anyway, so I knew that there was an all-green flag.
I mean, green.
I didn't know the country. I knew it was somewhere like in Africa or the Middle East or something like that, but I knew that there was an all-green flag.
Okay.
And that's the one they were looking for in the question. I believe it was Libya.
It's Chad. Oh.
Yeah.
I was just trying to act like I knew.
What if it was?
That would have been
a wild stab.
So, boom, fireworks.
Yeah.
$1.19. I'm in the money. Thank you. Thank you very much. I did strongly debate whether two things.
Just one ghost
is
us?
To ghost you guys, come back to this job or not. Mm-hmm. But I decided it'd be so fun to rub it in that I would.
Okay.
And then I also had to make the decision, do I never play again? Because, you know, you don't climb Everest twice, right? Once you've won, what's the point of continuing to play the game? Or am I now hooked and need to win more and more? Is that where I'm at?
Well, first taste is always free, Bean.
Yeah.
Right. What would you guys do, though, if you had played for 6 months and finally won the big jackpot?
How much would I have won?
Well, let's use me as an example.
Okay.
$1.19. Would you continue to play?
What a waste of my time. You got $1.19.
Well, you don't do it for the money, but the money is a benefit.
Sure.
It's a
huge Betty.
Yeah, exactly.
Do it for the respect, really.
Thank you, Allie.
Street cred.
Thank you.
Yeah. We did just hear from Edwin. Edwin.
Oh, good. Yes.
He thinks that you should take your HQ trivia winnings and sink them into some Twitter stock.
Oh, good.
What will that buy you, 3 or 4 shares?
That's a really good point. It'll buy me a 40th of a share.
Right.
Is Edwin the one that used to write the songs?
Oh, no.
Oh,
that's Lou.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
Lou. Edwin's
we're
going
to need to get a hold of that guy.
Yeah, Edwin emails all the really funny stuff.
Gotcha. He's very funny. He's funnier than any of us.
For sure.
So anyway, so it's a big day going forward.
Now, press conference? Did you have to do a press conference? Did you wear an emoji mask, anything like that, to hide your...
You know, I haven't looked into how the winnings are delivered.
Oh,
I think they just Venmo it to me or something. I don't think there's
that
actually...
amount?
I think so.
Doesn't seem safe.
What, are they crazy?
I think so. I don't think I have to, like, fly to New York and pick up a giant check from Scott or anything.
I hope so.
That'd be amazing.
That would be the best. It would be worth going just for that.
Did you see Scott tweeted him?
No.
Oh, yes, he did.
My God. I
About
can
how I was
only
making
imagine.
That, making that green?
Only imagine the boner.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53.
Happy birthday. Right, Allie?
Right.
Remember this one?
I do.
All-time classic K-Rock birthday song there for Allie McKay, who is celebrating today. We got What's Happening, and then in 5 minutes... we'll tell you how you can win tickets to see System of a Down and Deftones and 311 and all the rest at the Aftershock Festival in Sacramento. 5 minutes from right now, we'll tell you what you need to do. First, what's happening?
You guys remember when Hulk Hogan had sexy times, as Bean calls it?
Let's not reinforce that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I do, brother.
With
I remember.
So Hulk Hogan and the wife of Tampa area shock jock Bubba the Love Sponge had a little sex tape that happened.
Sure.
And then Hulk Hogan wound up suing Gawker because they put some of the sex tape on their site. He wound up winning a $140 million lawsuit, forced Gawker out of business.
What?
Yeah, along with its founder, Nick Denton. And now the Hollywood Reporter says there's a movie being made about the whole thing based on a book about it called Conspiracy: Peter Thiel, Hulk Hogan, Gawker, and the Anatomy of Intrigue. I'm in. I am so in.
Hulk, are you helping with that?
I hope to play Hulk.
That wasn't great.
No. None of my impressions are great, you guys.
Oh, come on. Just say brother at the end. It makes it,
right?
It makes it better.
Hulk is going to want to play himself in the movie, isn't he?
I hope not.
Of course he is.
No.
Of course.
Really?
You don't think so?
Oof.
It is a crazy story.
It's nuts.
I didn't realize he won that much money.
Oh,
how
yeah.
bizarre his testimony was from the stand where he tried to explain that Hulk Hogan was a different person from him.
And yes.
Oh, that's right.
That's why he's not a celebrity. It shouldn't have been under the guise of you're able to publish it because they do celebrity news.
And he won that.
He won that.
Wow.
He put Gawker out of business. Mm-hmm. Gone. Folded.
I sure did, brother.
I'm sorry, what?
I sure did, brother.
Come on.
Losing steam.
Come on.
I am very much losing steam.
And in case you guys missed it, they've been together only a little bit more than a month, but Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande seem to be headed for happily ever after.
Ariana Grande?
No, Ariana Grande. Sources tell TMZ and Us Weekly that the SNL star Pete Davidson popped the question last week to Ariana Grande, and she happily accepted. Chuck is not in. He wants no part of it. But that's quick.
That's quick.
And who knows? But I wish them luck, and I wish them love, and all sorts of stuff.
Ariana Grande, isn't that right, Kev Dog? Ariana Grande.
You had literally heard her name 2 seconds before.
I repeated it right after it was said. Yes.
Yeah. Odd.
Yeah, I don't.
When do you guys expect them to break up?
I mean, I hope they don't, but it just seems like it's a little too rushed.
Yeah.
So I hope they don't, but I would guess if they do, 4 or 5 months.
Yeah. He already has tattoos.
And Ariana seems too young to be getting married anyway.
They're the same age. They're both 24, but she just, I think, looks young, so you assume she's younger than she is, maybe.
But that's several years younger than the average person gets married in America these days, and for good reason. But, you know, we hope the best.
Yeah, I wouldn't know about any of that. This took a turn. You guys have had interns, right?
Sure.
I was
some
an intern.
Some of the best.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Some of the best. Chip, you were an intern?
Yes, I started.
I didn't realize that.
I was there for a year.
Wow.
Wow. Impressive memory right there. You really wowed him.
Yep.
I love Chip. I don't remember her being an intern. That's all.
Well, here's a very interesting story about interns for country star Martina McBride. Apparently, a man named Richard Hansen set up this internship program in 2017. He continually told Martina and her husband, you need to pay them at least minimum wage. They just weren't listening. And also claimed that they made their interns do menial tasks like cleaning bathrooms, setting up and tearing down equipment, delivering food. So maybe not usually what you would have an intern do.
Right.
Cleaning bathrooms.
That seems bad.
Here's where it gets really alarming. According to a document obtained by TMZ.
Yes.
Martina McBride's husband sent 2 interns to his home to check for an intruder and handed them a loaded gun for protection.
What?
What? Is happening. Are you kidding me?
That seems above and beyond.
That seems insane.
The scope of internship.
Yeah. So the man that set up the
program.
Dude,
here's a gun. Here's what I want you to do. I'm out on the gun already.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the man that set up the internship program filed a claim with the Department of Labor and says he was then fired in retaliation. So nothing good is coming from any of this. And he's now suing McBride's for $1 million and other damages. I had to just, like, log sports games.
That was your job as an intern?
That was my job. I had to be constantly hit on by the sports anchor at the time.
That was also part of your job?
That was apparently part of my job back then. A lot has changed since I was an intern.
Sure.
He's still on the air, though, here in L.A., so that was fun. Oh, God, I'm going to throw up in my mouth thinking of him. Anyway, email me. I'll let you know who it was.
I won't, you guys.
I will not.
Don't email her.
Hey, some birthdays for you. U.S. President George H.W. Bush, model Adriana Lima, actor Dave Franco, sportscaster Marv Albert. It wasn't him, shockingly. No bite marks on my back from that dude. And actor Jason Mewes. And that's what's happening.
All right, we have passes for you for Aftershock in Sacramento, and we're going to focus on System of a Down songs. We're going to play a game for you if you know and are familiar with System of a Down. Call us right now, 1-800-520-1067. We'll play next.
By the way, I don't just love Flags of the World. I'm a big fan of U.S. Capitals as well.
Sure.
And Sacramento
is one
of my favorites.
You have a bib with that?
I don't.
Oh.
I need one. But Sacramento is one of my favorites. It's a beautiful Capitol building up there in Sacramento.
Sure.
And that's the site, not the Capitol, but the city, is the site of the Aftershock Festival, you guys, which is coming up in mid-October. We are hooking you up with a 3-night stay at the Embassy Suite Sacramento, Riverfront Promenade, and round-trip transportation on the K-Rock Party Bus. And you're going to be seeing Deftones, 311, Incubus, Allison Chains, and so much more, including System of a Down. And the phone lines are stacked with System fans. What's our game?
Just a second. That's it. Just a second. So we're going to play the first second of a System song. We'll play it for you twice. Then you have to identify what song it is.
Oh, so you just give us the title, and you go into the drawing, and then somebody wins the tickets.
Correct.
I like it. Who's first?
Jocelyn in Santa Ana. Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
I don't know that any caller has ever said nice to meet you before.
I thought that was so delightful.
I kind of like it. It's very pleasant. All right. So, Jocelyn, this is a very tough task we're asking you to accomplish, which is to identify, A song in 1 second, but B, on the phone under pressure. But we wish you good luck. Listen up. We'll play it for you twice, okay?
Here you go. One more time.
Chop Suey.
Yes.
Yeah. Nicely done. Hold on. You are in the drawing. And by the way, Jocelyn, if we don't talk again, it was nice to have met you.
All right, let's go to Dion in Burbank. Hi there.
How's it going?
Good, thank you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Play it for you twice. Here we go. One more time.
A sugar. I need one.
It is
sugar. Yes, nicely done.
Remember when I lied and said this was going to be difficult for
right.
people?
Mm-hmm. Seems pretty easy. Let's go to Mike in Riverside. Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning. We are doing Just a Second. Are you ready?
Ready.
Here's your clue. Give it to you twice. One more time.
Toxicity.
Okay. All right.
That's unbelievable.
Only 3 for 3.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, we ask for System fans.
Yeah, we did. And we know that System fans are hardcore, too.
Right.
So, to my friend,
hey, Andy, take it easy. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on?
Why are you yelling at the man?
I don't know. He's yelling at somebody when we went to him. All right. Andy, you ready?
Let's do this.
Okay, here we go. One more time.
Spiders.
Look at that.
I love these listeners.
You guys are impressive.
4 for 4. Boy, somebody really wants to go to Sacramento.
Ray and Laverne, hi there.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Just a second! That's what's going on. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here you go. One more time.
Aerials.
Seriously.
Unbelievable.
Of course.
All right, so 5 for 5. Dare we go on?
I mean, sure, why not?
Okay.
Let's go to George in Fontana. Hi, George.
What's up, guys?
Now, George, you know it's not going to be any of the songs you've already heard, so start thinking of System songs and then tell us what this one is in its first second. We'll play it for you twice. Good luck.
All right.
One more time.
Is it A-A-L? I don't know how to pronounce it.
I mean,
it is.
I feel like that's close enough, right?
It is, yes. It is I-E-A-I-A-I-O. Congratulations. Yeah. You are one step closer to winning the trip. All right, let's do one more.
Look at that. Oh, you want to keep going? Okay. Let's go to Andrew in Garden Grove. Hi, Andrew.
Hello, hello.
Hello. So no pressure, but everybody else has gotten it.
I know.
Okay.
All right, final contestant. Good luck.
There you go. One more time. System song that hasn't been mentioned yet.
I'm gonna go with OB.
Sorry. No, it was Psycho. You don't deserve to be on this phone, man. I'm sorry. But we appreciate you trying. That was my point. That's what I was trying to say.
Sure.
It was a very difficult game, and you did well to get as far as you did. All right. Jocelyn and Dion and Mike and Andy and Ray and George, all quality System Up and Down fans, but only one is going to win the trip on the K-Rock Party Bus to the After Show Festival in Sacramento. Miss Allie McKay, the birthday girl. Who's it going
to
be?
Nice to meet you. Jocelyn.
Jocelyn. Jocelyn. Jocelyn, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You won the trip. Enjoy it. And thanks for playing the game.
Just a second.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
Allie.
Hey.
It's your birthday.
It is.
Hey, did you get your present from me yet?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's in the mail.
Oh,
I mean, should be there by now.
Says every single time.
No, it really should be there by now. I can't imagine what happened, but just keep looking for it.
Got it.
Just keep waiting.
I will.
Hey,
quick reminder ahead of this last What's Happening. Go to KROQ.com, get all the details on the brand new Kevin and Bean t-shirt just announced yesterday, going on sale Thursday morning at 10 a.m. for just 24 hours. It's an awesome t-shirt. It's the artwork from the Kevin and Bean billboard, and it's only on sale for a limited time. Thursday at 10 is when they go on sale. KROQ.com for details. All right, take it away.
Instagram is down, you guys.
What?
Oh, I know. No. I know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Here's the thing Kevin and I are a bit confused about. So you're getting a greeting that says, sorry, something went wrong. But this site says that the site has crashed all around the world, with the U.S. East Coast and the U.K. hit especially hard by the outage. If it's down, wouldn't it be down across the board? How are certain areas being hit more than others?
Well, I'm sure they have multiple servers.
Either it's up or it's down, though.
I think they have multiple servers. So I think some could be affected and others couldn't.
But,
really?
But they're saying that it's down all over the world. No?
Yeah. Well, outages all over the world. However, the East Coast and the UK affected the most.
Like, it's not down for me right now, for instance, in Louisiana.
Mm.
So I don't think everyone is down, but I think, you know, there are probably patches, maybe large swaths where it's down.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. I need a breakdown of where exactly it's down, where it isn't. This is insanity.
It's unfair that you should have to live for even a minute without Instagram, though.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. So the Travel Channel says it will air back-to-back reruns of Anthony Bourdain's series Parts Unknown at 10 and 11 p.m. on Tuesdays through July the 3rd. And they've already aired a 12-hour marathon of No Reservations on Sunday. And I believe there were people that were asking Netflix to please keep it up for a longer time. Because you know how Netflix every month says, here's what's going to be leaving, that type of thing. So people were asking if they could extend that show on Netflix as well. And not sure if you heard about this, but last night U2 played an invitation-only show at the Apollo Theater. And during the gig, they addressed both the deaths of Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain. Bono said, quote, music lost some great people who gave up on their own life, and that makes it kind of harder. Fashion, and now this great storyteller, who I'm sure had stories he couldn't tell us. And then they launched into their hit from 2000, Stuck in a Moment, which, as many know, was written for late INXS lead singer Michael Hutchence, which is one of my all-time favorite U2 songs.
Yeah, it's great.
They played it at the Roxy when we did that small, intimate show, and just tears streaming down my face. What a beautiful, sad, sad song.
By the way, obviously we're talking a lot about Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade this week, but they just buried Avicii this week as well.
Yeah.
Who also took his own life, right?
Yep. Not good times.
Not great times. Not great times if you're an Eddie Vedder fan and you want his new solo single and you can't get to Wrigley Field on July 6th. What? You have to go to a Chicago Cubs game in order to get the 7-inch vinyl single. Eddie, what are you doing? What's happening?
I mean, that's if you want the physical copy of it. I have a clip of the song. I can just play for it if you just want to hear what Eddie Vedder sounds like.
Right, please. I don't believe
really?
It.
Because I... I mean, it's not the same as owning the record, but it's still cool to be able to play it.
I feel like everyone is covering Toto.
It is.
Everyone.
Actually, I have a real clip.
You do?
You have, if you want to hear the real song.
I would love to. Thank
you. Mr. Bombastic. Nope. Baby Fantastic. Touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
That is actually Beer Mug on the red carpet doing Shaggy to Shaggy.
To Shaggy, yes.
Can you imagine?
All right. I really do have the real.
Okay.
The real clip.
Finally. Thank you.
Sad.
No. Oh, you know what? That was Walter the French Bulldog. I'm sorry.
Oh,
my mistake.
God damn it. Kevin, do you possibly have the real one?
He's taking a different direction.
All right. That's
Scoop-dee-poop.
What do you got, Kevin? Your turn.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Kill the head! Spear. You're the nail on the cross.
Sounds like anything.
You're the fly in my bill. You're the key that got lost.
Your turn, Bean.
I want to see some naked dudes. It's why I built this pool. Is that really it?
He sounds so young.
He does, yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, Kevin. Balls, 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 balls. It's tricky to rock a rhyme. To rock a rhyme that's right on time, it's tricky. How is it?
It's tricky, tricky, tricky. Here we go.
I mean, she's nailing it.
That was pretty good.
Again, if you want to get that 7-inch vinyl single recorded at Jack White's Third Man Records, you have to go to the game at Wrigley Field on July 6th. They're taking on the Reds, so that'll be quite the matchup.
I feel like they're asking a lot for you to get a song. That's a lot of work to get a song.
I agree 100%. And speaking of baseball, this is sad because a lot of perks come with playing the game. A lot of ladies, maybe every city you go to.
Sure.
However, unfortunately, everyone knows when you're not around because you're on TV playing a game. They see you out there pitching and they think, I could rob this dude, which is exactly what happened with a pitcher from the Atlanta Braves, Anibal Sanchez. He was out here playing the Dodgers and his hotel room was burglarized. Not good. The thieves took off with four watches and over $100,000 in jewelry.
Who travels with that much?
I don't know.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of jewelry.
So that's in addition to the watches, or the watches are part of that?
It says four watches and.
Wow.
Yeah. So those are some nice chains.
Right.
Maybe a belly ring. Possibly a
oh, my God.
Anklet.
You're still talking about baseball.
Well, we were talking about a baseball player being robbed. But
right. It's not
you're right, though. You're right. Some birthdays for you. Actor Dave Franco. U.S. President George H.W. Bush. Actor Jason Mewes and model Adriana Lima. And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Ally, and drive home today. Listen tomorrow morning on all new Kevin and Bean Show. Ashley Escada joins us to talk E3.
And buying a flamethrower.
And bringing her flamethrower in, yes.
Oh, I hope so.
Comedian Brad Williams will join us tomorrow as well. And we got a pair of passes for you to the K-Rock IMAX advanced screening of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. We'll see you tomorrow.